up, I look you up and down, you so fine. In my mind, I'm saying, now how can I make this whole mind? I got the tank on F, I got a bag full of herb. Your favorite drink in the holder, the restaurant's on reserve. They got some other shit and other shit I can't even pronounce, but I can count, I know the weed I have is less than an ounce. We ride and we talk, we joke and we laugh, and we drinking while I'm thinking about poking that ass. And at last, we pulled up in front of the restaurant. Yeah, Benihana's chose a table by the window so we can look at the stars and shit. He made our plate, we ate, got back in the car and dipped. But on the way home, I tried to grab your hand and put it on my bone. You pulled back and said, gone. Girl, this dick is so clean. This dick is so clean that you can boil it in some collard greens. Girl, this dick is so clean. Girl, this dick is so clean that you can serve it with some lima beans. This dick is so clean. This dick is so clean that you can boil it in some collard greens. Girl, this dick is so clean. It'll probably go good with your broccoli and cheese. Tell me why, oh why, you won't let me get between them thighs. Tell me when you're gonna open up and let me in.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
With you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. I take issue with that song. My dick is so clean, my dick is so clean. If your dick was so clean, you wouldn't have to boil it, you know what I mean, with collard greens. When you boil your dick, then it becomes clean. I have a feeling his dick wasn't so clean to begin with. He was going to stick his dick in that boiling water with collard greens. Anyway, right? Speaking of dirty dicks, it got me thinking about my poetry. It gave me inspiration, really, to write a new one. You know, I read a bunch of these for you on the last DVDA, which was a train wreck. Look forward to doing another one later today. But on the subject of dirty dicks, I've got a new poem. Now, it's a work in progress. Don't judge. Many of you, though, have already recognized my talent and suggest that I write a whole book of poetry. I'm really this generation's Maya Angelou. All right, so this poem does not have a title yet, so let me just start it off here. I took your member between my cheeks. Boy, something in the air really reeks. When you pulled out and shoved it in my face, your dick looked like it belonged to a different race. Coated in brown with lumps of poop, my dick began to shrivel, wither, and droop. I'm not into scat, I proudly proclaim. You replied, well, that's an unfortunate shame. With a thrust of your hips, you were in down my throat. On my chins, I caught a whiff of your dirty, shitty scrote. I gagged and I drooled and I heaved, but a dick full of shit is what I received. Let this be a warning to all that are fucked. Make sure to clean out that nasty bile duct. All right. That's a bit of a stretch there. If you don't squeeze it all out in the nearest latrine, you might just end up sucking it clean. So if you have a problem eating crap with a lick, do all you can to prevent nasty shit dick. It's really a public service announcement. Because Distorted View cares. You know, it got me thinking. I was playing that song at the beginning of the show, and it's obviously sung by a black person, and today is Friday. And if this were a few years ago, we'd be doing a segment called Black Friday. Every Friday, I would play a ridiculous blaxploitation film trailer from, like, the 1960s and 70s. The problem is I ran out of them, right? There's only so many blaxploitation films out there. That's where Run, Nigger, Run came from, The Legend of Nigger Charlie, Ghetto Freaks! All those great movies came from. They were featured on the segment Black Friday. Well, I've got a new blaxploitation film trailer here for you. I just ran across it, so it's very exciting. This is new to us. We've never heard this one before. I thought we'd resurrect the Black Friday segment for this special engagement. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Black Friday.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot and so cool. It's time to get it on.
That's right. Black Friday, of course, is the segment where we feature blaxploitation films. Today's film is called Savage. Take a listen to the trailer.
Shut up!
I like how this thing starts.
Shut your mouth.
He's savage.
What a way to start the movie trailer. Shut up! He's savage.
See what he does to stick it to the fudge. The pigs couldn't plug him, the cooler couldn't keep him, and now the army can't off him. He's more than a man. He's a death machine. Savage.
You jab nigger. You got me in this. Now you get me out.
James Eagleheart is savage. Carol Speed is savage soul sister. Savage and his all-girl army.
I like how she doesn't have a name, right? She's just the soul sister. Who calls him a nigger?
Savage and his all-girl army. Together, they'll blow you apart.
I used to practice this on my little brother. Now, that's probably why I'm an only child.
She's throwing knives at the guy. Like a circus trick or something.
Savage. 1,000 men want to stop him, and they're gonna die trying. Stronger than Slaughter. Slicker than Shaft. More super high than Superfly.
Savage. Yes.
From New World, the pictures rated R.
These blaxploitation films always rhyme. One of the many reasons I love these things. Hey, I found another trailer to Ghetto Freaks, one of the original Black Friday trailers we did. You want to hear it? Okay.
To take the man's poontang, don't miss Ghetto Freaks.
What does that mean? What did he say? If you take the man's poontang?
To take the man's poontang, don't miss Ghetto Freaks.
My poontang has been stolen. I gotta get to the movies.
To take the man's poontang, don't miss Ghetto Freaks. Ghetto Freaks is a mother of a film. They try to stop it, censor it, water it down, but it didn't happen, baby. The man lost. Ghetto Freaks comes on strong and tells it is. A ghetto commune where color can stop the freaks from doing their weird, shocking initiation rites night after night. They were wild, free, and beautiful, and they all did the weird bidding of a black leader. He took the man's woman and made them all sisters, and they kept begging for more. A sweet, funky black chick is all he wanted, but a freaked-out white chick in a daishiki blew his mind. This is where it's happening, baby, in the main city, and the main thing is...
You've got to see this trailer. Maybe I'll play it on DVD-A today, because, like, the first part of the trailer is a guy fucking a woman, like, pulling down her pants and, like, pinning her up against, like, a pose, a wooden post or something, and fucking her.
Getting your thing on, no matter what. Do it.
Now, this is how you craft a movie trailer.
Ghetto Freaks makes you want to do it right now. Ghetto Freaks isn't a film about how to show the man your ass, but what to do with his. Groupies, long hairs, and Jesus freaks all under one roof, and they raised hell. And when the
Jesus freaks in a fuck commune, really?
Going got rough and the bread short. They put
crazy sex commune with hippies.
The kids on the street and brought all their money.
Black people. Christians.
He's the leader, the head freak. He was a saint to this family of freaked out sex starved white chicks, and he showed them how to get their kicks where their cracker lovers left off. Shake it, fake it, but make it, baby, do your thing, and make the man think you're doing his. They were busted, beaten, and taken downtown, and that's where the black chicks made you proud you're black. Then they busted out of Harlem and set the city on a freaked out sex starved weekend that ended in blood, crime, and murder.
This sounds like the greatest movie of all time. There's so much sex and violence going on.
Freaks is the picture that explodes on the screen with the shocking, brutal facts of taking over a white commune and turning all the brothers into black sex saviors. If you want to see a film that will make you come alive when you step out on the street, A film that makes every sensuous part of you react with a new sensation.
Wow.
Don't miss Ghetto Freaks. See Ghetto Freaks and feast your eyes on some of the grooviest, out-of-sight commune chicks and their sex-starved commune brothers. Every society chick wanted to join his family.
Jesus Christ, how long is this movie trailer?
Just to get in on the...
It goes on and on.
Integrated action. Blue-eyed devils didn't mess with this brother's thing. Or they'd find their ass hung high and waving in the goddamn breeze. That's right, baby. They didn't let anything stop them in the man's take from the blood.
The goddamn breeze.
Axe and use for their white ass's world. Don't miss Ghetto Freaks.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy kissing a nun in this movie trailer. There's a couple flashes of it, and I can't quite make it out. But I'm pretty sure it's a nun.
Together with full approval of the third world, Ghetto Freaks.
There you go. Ghetto Freaks! There you go. That's your Black Friday for May 11th, 2012.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black, and bad. It's time to get it on.
Yes, yes. Everything's ungodly. Moving on, I've got some ridiculous porn to share with you. The first one was sent in by DV listener Brit Brat, which is a great name to have. I love Critical Sadness is a great name. That's one of my recent favorites. He's been calling into DVDA a lot. Critical Sadness comes from the movie Critical Madness. A ridiculous movie we played. And Brit Brad is the sound that my dad used to make when he would cough and hack. Cough up a lung in the toilet in the morning. Because he, you know, smoked like 3 packs a day. Alright, so Brit Brad sent in this clip. In this movie, a girl fucks a snowman for money.
I'll give you an extra $500. How does that sound?
$1,500, you fuck the
you
snowman.
You don't even have that much money.
Yes, you're like, yes, this is so funny.
I can't tell if that's a dildo sticking out of the bottom of the snowman or a carrot.
$100 cash, I promise.
Kind of low, you can really?
Yeah. I'm fucking a snowman.
Yeah.
They're outside in the cold.
Oh, there we go. Let's see if we can get...
This is to a website called cashstunt.com, and apparently they offer women money to do outrageous sexual things.
You are hot.
Ah, it's really
warm.
Big, though.
Is it?
Oh. Frosty the cock man? It's in there. Oh, damn. She's really fucking the snowman.
All right, I could do without the announcer, like the host of this program. She even has, like, a microphone and everything.
Frosty the cock man is a very
oh my God,
sexy
you're
man.
Sorry, I won't sing.
Okay, my lip. Okay.
You want me to pour it on
yeah,
her?
Yeah, pour it on his cock. Here you go, Frosty. Okay, I'm fucking the snowman.
Keep it warm. Make the friction. Make the friction.
Fuck that snowman. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who would pay for this? This obviously is like a pay website, right? You gotta, you know, sign up to become a member.
This is great.
Who wants to see this? Like stupid stunts.
In the woods with your tits out.
I mean, it's funny, but if you're looking to get off,
and I'm enjoying my.
I don't need the announcer cracking jokes and singing songs.
Okay.
And,
okay.
I think you're enjoying this more than
I am. I'm gonna have to change my panties after this because they're wet.
Ugh.
Dick isn't long.
Is it working?
God.
It's coffee. You're fucking him.
I'm fucking the snowman right now.
Yeah, you are.
Wow. I thought I'd get a copy of this.
This is why we have the internet.
Everyone wants a copy today. This is great.
Oh my God.
I wonder
God.
If anyone from like the 1950s and 60s, you know, the DARPA days are around.
I don't know.
We did not have this in mind.
Well, he's cold.
We just thought it would be cool for people to have access to every single piece of literature. Turns out people don't want that. They want to see a broad getting fucked by a snowman. Let me fast forward to the climax.
Oh, yeah.
Frosty just got you off.
Oh, damn, girl.
Ugh.
Oh, shit.
I should be the host of this show. This is what I should be doing.
And we have a winner.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Right, guys, we need to come up with an idea for a killer porn site. That's sort of like this, right? We're all pay women to do shit, right? We'll raise some money on Kickstarter. That's how we'll get our initial funding. And then I'll just support myself through memberships, right? Because it'll be a pay porn site. It'll just be all be inanimate objects. Girls fucking, like, fire hydrants. You know, there's a couple girls who could take a fire hydrant up a cunt. You know, stuff like that. Oh, that'll be fantastic. Is fuckinanimateobjects.com available? Also, anyone out there want to give me some seed money? I mean, I'm practically a porn peddler. It won't take much for me to cross that barrier. Moving on, I've got a clip here. Talk about sex with inanimate objects. Here's a girl riding a guy. She's an Asian. It doesn't matter, I guess, but she's an Asian. And she starts to play the guitar. She tries to play the guitar while riding this guy's penis. All right. So you can tell she's Asian. She's picking up the guitar. Asians are so whiny when they're getting fucked. Here we go. Pretty good. I don't know why she's doing this. I mean, her whole body is rocking because she's really getting fucked hard. So the fact that she's able to strum this thing properly is kind of impressive. Yeah, it doesn't sound that great, actually. This goes on for 7 minutes. What more could she possibly do? Let me fast forward just a second here. Coming as fast as he's fucking. You see, there's a, she was going very slow and then started to speed up. Very creative. Oh, she can't even. She can. She didn't even finish her song. I'm kind of disappointed. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Couple things to mention here real quick. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. $6.99 a month, that's all it takes. Or sign up for a yearly membership, $66.99. That equals out to about like $5.50 a month for all sorts of great content. Every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs like the one we did yesterday. And of course, 3 times a week I do an after show live on video. The archives are available only on the Sideshow if you want to check it out. Superfreaksideshow.com. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 1,500 shows. It will take you years to go through all that crap. All right, so sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are also available for a limited time. I know a lot of you guys are getting your tax refund money back. You probably all got it back by now. Why not blow some of it? Very inexpensive for a lot of great content. Also, while you're on the net, go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all with free shipping. They've got all sorts of stuff. Anal beads, anal butt plugs, anal ease. I don't know if they have anal ease. It sounds like a lubricant they might carry. All sorts of butt stuff over there at adamandeve.com. Also, stuff for your pussy and your dick. Stuff for couples, lingerie, costumes, light bondage gear, movies, 20,000 items. Use coupon code FREAK. If you've already used the coupon code and it's not working, use coupon code DV. Very simple. FREAK or DV. Save 50% on just about any item. Don't forget, you get 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, and free shipping, mystery gifts, all that bullshit. AdamandEve.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, oh, I love talking about botched circumcisions. A man has filed a lawsuit in China after a botched surgery left him without a penis just 2 weeks before his wedding. Do you think the wedding will happen? Do you think the woman is going to want to marry this guy? I don't know. Like, I've always heard, like, Japanese men have very low sex drives for some reason. I'm not sure if the same goes for the Chinese. It might not matter that he doesn't have a penis. I mean, he is Chinese, after all. They don't have big penises to begin with. According to a report, the 21-year-old man identified as Zhao He went to a hospital to get circumcised last November. Why would you just walk into a hospital to get circumcised? It's not like it's a hair salon or something. We accept walk-ins. Just take a little off the top. All right, literally. Within the first 9 days after the surgery, he began noticing his penis gradually change color from a painful red to a very dark color. That's because it's dead. Zhao checked himself into the hospital, and on December 21st, he underwent surgery. Oh, this is before the surgery. Within the first 9 days after the surgery. Oh, he noticed the change of color. Okay. Then he checked himself into the hospital again on December 21st, and he underwent surgery at the Shanghai University-affiliated Ninth People's Hospital for glans penis necrosis. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Doctors performed a penis debridement. What? And local flap angioplasty of the urethra. Well, that does not sound pleasant at all. That all sounds very painful. And eventually removed the young man's penis. He was discharged from the hospital on December 31st, 2011. He claims the hospital was responsible for his botched circumcision. Wait a second. I don't understand what happened here. The first time he went to the hospital, he went to get a circumcision. Then his penis changed color. So is he pissed off at the second hospital for having to cut off the dick? Or the first hospital where the botched circumcision took place? I think there's some misdirected anger because, while the second hospital did cut off his cock, it was already, in my medical opinion, it was a goner. You know, he should be angry with the first hospital, the one where he walked in to get a circumcision. Actually, he should really be blaming himself. All right, yes, he's seeking $150,000 to pay for medical expenses. Although, he's never going to get his dick back. Second story we have for you today. Nazareth police charged a 58-year-old man. Where the hell is this from? Jesus of Nazareth? No, the story comes from Pennsylvania. Nazareth police charge a 58-year-old man with throwing a pitchfork at an 8-year-old boy's bicycle as he passed by, puncturing the tire. Could have punctured the kid's fucking head. Police said Michael Cummings also allegedly dumped a beer on the boy. He is charged with aggravated assault and disorderly conduct. He is in Northampton County Prison under $15,000 bail. The boy was not injured in the incident that happened shortly after 7 p.m. According to court records, police said the victim is a neighbor of Cummings. A woman told police her son was riding his bike on High Street and Cummings was intoxicated and had dumped beer on the boy's head. She said Cummings also threw the pitchfork as the boy was riding his bike. The pitchfork punctured the tire and almost pierced the boy's leg. The boy was scared and shaken and recounted the same story to his police as his mother. So there you go. And finally today, this one comes from New Zealand. A church meeting in New Zealand ended in a vicious assault when a woman ripped a chunk of a man's earlobe off after discovering the dishes had not been done following Sunday services. The gathering in Palmerston North on the nation's North Island, who had known each other for 10 years, was conducted in relative normalcy. I like normalcy better. Until Atalina Lee Malu, 52, erupted in rage. Group members say Malu first became agitated during the March 13th meeting after mentioning that the washing up had not been done. After apologizing to the group, she stood up, walked over to a fellow parishioner, and pulled him by the hair and wrestled him to the ground. She then proceeded to scratch and elbow the man's face before ripping off part of his earlobe. So maybe there was like a get-together at the church, some sort of like potluck or something, and the guy was supposed to do the dishes, and he didn't. I'm trying to piece together what happened here. Yes. She proceeded to scratch and elbow the man's face before ripping off part of his earlobe. Praise Jesus, right? Suffering from a black eye and scratches, the unnamed victim has since had the chunk of earlobe stitched back on. Malu pleaded guilty to one count of assaulting with intent to injure and is due to be sentenced on June 19th. Lawyers believe there's a chance the pair may reconcile. So there you go. Oh, love is in the air, New Zealand. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
What up, Nyoga? This is Incognito.
Hi.
This voice message is in response to our monkey overlord, Pan Pan.
This is great. Incognito is calling on Black Friday. I should only allow calls from him on Friday.
Response to our monkey overlord, Pan Panascore, and his Monkey Mint ad campaign. Dude, I'd totally be down to take part in that joint venture. But let's just kick it up a notch. You ever heard of a brass monkey? It's basically a 40 ounce of Old English mixed with orange juice.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know that just sounds gross, but we're all thinking, we should take some slits or some Steel Reserve and mix it up with a little purple drink and call that shit Jigaboo Juice.
Oh!
Yeah? You feeling that?
You could have a whole fucking company with an array of products. You got Monkey Mints and Jigaboo Juice.
So, Pan.
Creating products for the discerning ghetto freak.
Hey, Tim. It's Stankonia. Just wanted to talk to you about that Rocket Power cartoon call that you got a while back.
Yeah.
Man, don't listen to that. I'm 31. You and I were born like a month apart. Rocket Power was like after our time. It's,
yeah.
You know, that dickhead would have been talking about maybe a...
You know, I knew that before I read the story, it did say that it, at the very top, it said something about Rocket Power, and I assumed it was some anime or something.
Sextastic Tuesday. Then maybe we're talking.
I didn't realize it was on Nickelodeon, but yeah, we're just a little too old for that.
But don't listen to him talking to you about Rocket Power. That's bullshit. That was after our time, so forget him. You can even hear him talking, and you can hear the braces in his voice, so forget him.
All right, well, thank you.
Jigu, Timmy Boo.
Jigu.
This is Solid Cornhole calling you again. I was just wondering, hey, have you seen the footage of Junior Saw's mother talking to the press about his death? You see how she was shaking, being like possessed or whatever? I don't know what she was possessed of. Maybe she was possessed by a demon or a spirit or something like crap like that. Or maybe she was like completely possessed by the fact that, that money ticket's not going to be coming in anymore. She's very, very upset about that.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
You know what my thought is?
Hey, Tim. Ryan from Ohio here. And I'm
Jesus Christ,
calling
every day now. Let's cool it off.
Hey, Tim. Ryan from Ohio here. And I'm just calling to complain. Not at you, but just about life.
All
now,
right.
Hear me out. My band, we're getting ready for tour. Had everything locked in our van. And
now, this is a guy who said he was in that band Another Day. The fuck is it called? A Day to Remember, right? And he says his name is Ryan. Now, I did some research, and there is no Ryan in that band. So you are a liar, sir. A
hey,
liar.
Hey, Tim, Ryan from Ohio here, and I'm just calling to complain. Not at you.
And the band is from Florida.
But just
not
about
Ohio.
Life. Now, hear me out.
Don't think I don't check on these things.
My band, we're getting ready for tour.
And I have your fucking phone number, too, so I know what area code you're calling from.
Sure. Had everything locked in our van, and we got a $15,000 guitar stolen from us. So, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that's TNB, but...
You don't know if a black person stole that.
I don't know. I felt like, you complain about stuff. I could complain to you about it.
Yeah.
I am just so fucking bummed right now. Insurance won't cover a goddamn thing.
Why not?
And I don't know. Fuck this shit.
All right, there you go. Is fuckthisshit.com available as well?
Dude, Tim.
See.
This is Reckless Rider, formerly JR from California.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably just me having a pet peeve, but I wanted to correct you.
Oh, okay.
It's animated GIF, Tim.
No.
G-I-F. GIF.
No,
GIF.
Look.
There's no J in
there. This debate has been going on for a long time.
Really
I'm not
excited.
Going to accept that as a pet peeve. All right?
Maybe.
Look, you can say it's animated GIF. A lot of people agree with you. But there are a lot of people who say animated GIF. Either GIF or GIF. And this debate has been, I remember, like, back in the 90s, I was having this argument with people. And to be honest, I use it interchangeably. Sometimes I say GIF, sometimes I say GIF. You know, there are, you know, there's other things in this world to be pissed off about. And GIF, GIF, the whole GIF, GIF thing is...
Bro, yeah, fucker. What's up, Timmy? I love you, man. I just want, I'm calling to tell you that, first and foremost.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some questions. I'll give you a couple seconds to answer between each
one. Oh, great, an interview.
If you like it or
That's what I want to do.
All right, here we go. Ready? The DMV. Blind dates.
What? Oh, you just want me to comment on the DMV and blind dates?
Blue gum.
No, okay, I'm not doing that. One thing, if you have a question for
me. Dear Tim, loyal sideshow freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Hi, Dr. Barry.
And I just heard you talking about Sailor and the Seven Balls 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually own the first one, Sailor and the Seven Balls.
Oh, really? Maybe that's why I didn't enjoy Sailor and the Seven Balls 2, because I didn't watch the first one.
I bought it at some shitty, like, comic/anime convention.
Yeah.
It's,
oh, so they sell these things at anime conventions as well.
A total bootleg, and yeah. It's actually a VCD, so it won't even play on a DVD player. You gotta watch it on a computer with, like,
VCDs.
DLC player.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I had no idea they made a sequel, and I also...
There's also one called, made by the same people, I think it's called, like, Star Wars or something. It's supposed to be like Star Wars, but with anime characters.
I had no idea that they actually
fucking shit.
Got it released in a regular store, like FYE.
I know, I can't believe they sold out any, either.
Now I'm going to have to look that up to see if the production quality got any better, because the first one is laughably awful.
Yeah, like, a lot of, like, the animation, like, the fucking animation is really just two frames, like, in and out, right? The dick in the hole and the dick coming out, like, pulling in, pulling out, pulling out, pulling, and they just, like, repeat it over and over.
If I can find a way to
like an animated GIF. Ooh.
Copy of it, or upload it and convert it to an actual good format.
Oh, by the way, speaking of animated GIFs, I'm going to set up on distortedview.com, because these are really quite funny. Some people have been making animated GIFs based on or using stuff from DVDA, right? Because I flail around like a careless fairy a lot, and I say weird things, and I look weird, and my hands are moving about 100 miles an hour and stuff like that. So Critical Sadness started it, and now I'm getting emails now from other people who are making animated GIFs of me. And so I'm going to put a bunch of them up on distortedview.com. So feel free to use them when you are talking about DV, you know, in the comment on your Google press account, or, you know, wherever, comment section on websites and stuff. There's one, my favorite is one where I'm screaming, "Whoa, racist!" And you can see me saying it, and then it also is displayed on the screen. It's quite good. All right, so thank you very much.
I'll,
is that it?
Send you a link to it, or yeah. I'll just mail it to you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, please.
All right.
Do.
Tim. Bye.
All right. I sound like George Takei. Oh, my. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
You jive nigga. You got me in this. Now you get me out.
Spread the distortion, STD, very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. 3 p.m. Eastern time today. Got a brand new DVDA. Thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. We'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.